Hey, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Manic Street Preachers, the wildly popular in Britain acclaimed Welsh alt-rock band that have been around since the mid-1980s, making really fantastic music. Well, they say they've got nothing to do with the rock biopic about their missing guitarist, Richie Edwards, and frankly have nothing more to say about it. Lindy Hayman, mainly known for directing music videos by Paul McCartney and the Specials, is behind the forthcoming film called For Real, something Richie Edwards once carved into his arm when asked by a reporter if the Preachers were genuine. You might remember the story that Edwards disappeared and was presumed dead when his car was found on a notorious suicide spot, the Severn Bridge in Wales, in 2008 on the eve of a promo tour of the United States. But a book came out earlier this year which theorized that Edwards faked his own death and that he's been sighted on a kibbutz in Israel. Well, sticking with music and movies, sad to learn that D.A. Pennebaker, the Lifetime Oscar recipient and filmmaker who gave us the 1973 Bowie doc, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, and Dylan's groundbreaking 1967 tour film Don't Look Back, has passed away at the age of 94. Decades later, he also directed The War Room, which chronicled Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign. Well, I really love this story. The CW Network is currently developing a TV series based on the life of Ricky Lee Jones. They are currently looking for writers, but the show is going to chronicle Ricky's life from her troubled childhood to her early rise in Los Angeles, where, of course, she met Tom Waits, Chucky Weiss, and had that early run of success and a couple of Grammy Awards to boot. But what a fantastic career. The TV show is going to be called The Horse, of course, after one of her more famous songs. Well, it's been a New York minute for the Strokes, the garage rockers who were on fire in the early aughts. Well, they've been slowly inching their way back into the limelight. This year they played a gig in L.A. and just played Lollapalooza in Chicago, and they'll cap off 2019 with a New Year's Eve show at Brooklyn's Barclays Center that was just announced. Well, there have been some reports that the Strokes have been working with Rick Rubin on a new album. We'll see if that comes to fruition. There's always rumors and timelines around Strokes albums that never seem to be quite true. Que sera, sera, on this day in music history, August 5th, 1956, the recently passed Doris Day was number one on the UK singles charts with Whatever Will Be, Will Be. And in 1969, George Harrison got his hands on a new toy, a Moog synthesizer, and at Abbey Road Studios, Moog overdubs were recorded on the cosmic-sounding Because. Birthdays today, MCA, the late great rapper and human rights activist Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys. He would be 52. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.